anything. It was just sex.
Oh, yes. Page one of the Philanderer's Handbook.
Yeah, and then he got this zen look on his face, and he said, you know, Susan, most men live lives of quiet desperation.
Please tell me you punched him.
No, I said, really? And what do most women lead? Lives of noisy fulfillment?
Hmm. Good for you.
I mean, of all people, did he have to bang his secretary? I had that woman over for brunch.
It's like my grandmother always said, an erect penis doesn't have a conscience.
Even the limp ones aren't that ethical.
That's not the reason I joined the NRA. Well, when Rex started going to those medical conferences, I wanted in the back of his mind that he had a loving wife at home with a loaded Smith & Wesson.
Lenny, Tom's always away on business. Do you ever worry he might?
Oh, please. The man's gotten me pregnant 3 times in 4 years. I wish he was having sex with someone else.
So, Susan, is he going to stop seeing that woman?
I don't know. Sorry, you guys, I just don't know how I'm going to survive this.
Listen to me. We all have moments of desperation. But if we can face them head on, that's when we find out just how strong we really are.
Susan. I was just saying Paul wants us to go over on Friday. He needs us to go through Mary Alice's closet and help pack up our things. He said he can't face doing it by himself.
Sure, that's fine.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I'm just so angry. If Mary Alice was having problems, she should have come to us. She should have let us help her.
What kind of problems could she have had? She was healthy, had a great home, a nice family. Her life was
our life.
No, if Mary Alice was having some sort of crisis, we'd have known.
She lives 50 feet away, for God's sakes.
Can't be the woman killed herself. Something must have been going on.